bet you it's Nun Zion on top. Okay, top line.
211.
What? And the bottom is 211. We're not on 211 at the bottom, but 211 at the top. Okay, last time, the Alter Rebbe was explaining. It's okay?
Who good
is this car
door hit?
Did
I sue? Should I sue?
Yeah.
I'm
sue.
When
does
the
light
that work?
No, sue the car.
Battery.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 211 at the bottom, we're on top of the page. Nun Zayin on top. The last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining, that the beginning of Aveda of a person is a level of Yira, the level of fear. When a person has fear of Hashem, then basically they are completely nullified, subjugated, devoted, and you basically connect to Hashem in a complete way. Okay? Because then you don't want to rebel against God, and you want to connect to Hashem. Okay, so now he says like this. Top of the page. Mashenkin amlemidum mekaima mitzvah bi'ava levada. But on the other hand, if a person learns or does a mitzvah only out of love, kidei ledavka bei, to cling to Hashem by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, it's not called being an Eved. There's two things. Okay, let me explain it like this. We say in davening many, many times, Avinu Malkeinu, right? Avinu means our father. Malkeinu means our king. If he's Avinu, then we're his children. If he's Malkeinu, then we're his servants. We're Zevid. Okay. Now the question is, are we a child or are we an Evid? You can't be both. A child cannot, you can't be a king over your children. You can't. Because the definition of a king, we learned before in Tanya, the definition of a king is foreigners who subjugate themselves to you. They have to accept you, your sovereignty, your royalty, whatever. A child is an extension of the parent. So you can't be a king over your own children. It's like being a king over yourself. You can't. You need subjects. And the definition of subject is something that's not you, that subjugates themselves to you. Okay? So how do we say Avinu Malkeinu? And now that we also say in Shabbat, Im Kavanim, if we're children, Im Kavodim, if we're servants, what are we? What are we? Are we God's kids? Avinu Malkeinu. It's a contradiction of a statement. If he's our father, he's not our king. If he's our king, he's not our father. So the answer is very simple. The Jew serves God in two ways. The primary way a child serves the parent is out of love. The primary way a subject serves a king is out of fear. Or, again, not a fear, it'll beat you up. Or, okay? Awesomeness, the awe and the majesty of the king, which is the concept of year, the concept of fear. Of the two, in this parak, the Alter Rebbe explains, fear is much greater than love. Because if you look in Chumash, he says, the Torah always says, Vavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. You should serve God. Avadetem ula avdei, to serve God, is an Eved, is a servant, not a child. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that and the Torah always says, serve God. Serve God ula avdei, means an Eved. And so he says like this, if you only serve God out of love, then you're a child with a parent. And that's not what the Torah, yeah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to love God. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to love God. But the Torah emphasizes too many times, you have to serve God like an Eved, like a slave, like a servant. And he says, the difference is, okay, the fifth line from the top. Like the Zohar says, Kahai Tura, like an ox. The Avin and Alea El Bekadmisa. It's like an ox that you first place a yoke on it, begin in order, la'afaka minei tav la'alma, that it should come out good for the world. If you want an ox to plow, you have to put a yoke on it. A yoke makes things happen. And therefore, we always speak in Torah, Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. What are we, animals God's yoking us with? It doesn't mean, what do you mean God is putting a yoke on us, or we're putting the yoke on us? It means we need to serve God out of bittul, humility, subjugation, non-existent entity. Love doesn't do that. Why?
So when you get up,
One second. The definition of love means I love you, and therefore I feel good in the relationship between me and you. Eved, there is no me. What the king wants, I do. There's no me. It's the king. So therefore, serving Hashem out of fear, out of awe, is much greater than serving Hashem out of love. And therefore, yes, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to love Hashem, but the Torah numerous times says, Ula avdei, to serve him like an eved, meaning like a slave, with awe. What?
So in the morning you get up and you're alive and you say, Modani.
Mm-hmm.
You say this with the fear or you say with the love?
Fear.
But you're happy that you're alive.
What does Modani mean?
To thank.
Okay, what else does Modani mean? I submit myself to you. Hoda'a is submission. Meidim anachnon loch does not only mean thanking God. Modim anachnon loch means, God, I submit myself to you. Moda ani lefanecha does not only mean I thank you. Moda also comes with hodah, with submission. The first thing a Jew wakes up in the morning, by the way, saying Moda ani really, is I'm submitting myself to you. Why? Because you woke me up. Some people don't wake up in the morning. They die in their sleep, right? A person wakes up, he realizes my whole existence is God that got me up, so therefore I submit myself to you. So submission, which is aved of an eved, what do we say? Meid ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayim. We don't say av chai v'kayim, a father. We don't say Avinu. The first thing a Jew wakes up in the morning, he says, Moda, or Moda, whatever. Moda ani lefanecha, feminine, masculine. Moda ani lefanecha, I submit myself to you, melech chai v'kayim, a king. That's submission. It's not love.
The two, shouldn't they go together?
That's why it's Avinu Malkeinu. Love and fear are the two wings. 1 minute. Two wings. Yeah, remember we learned, you have the body of the mitzvah, and then you have the love and fear, which is the right wing and the left wing. Yes? A bird cannot fly with one wing. You need both wings. But here the Alter Rebbe is explaining which one is more important of the two wings. You need both. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to love God. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to fear God. Why can we just have one? Because one wing doesn't make you fly. You need two wings to fly. And that's why you need, but which one of the two is primary, the Alter Rebbe says? And the beginning, Reishis or Aveda, the beginning of the Aveda. The Alter Rebbe says the beginning of the Aveda is fear. Because it's a very, very simple point. If I submit myself to you, then the love is good. Because then there's no me here. Love sometimes is all about me. You ever hear the way, oh, everybody says this. You know, people say, oh, I love that meat. Yeah? People say, oh, I love that chicken. So the question is that what you do to things you love? You cut them up and you chew them up and you swallow them and you digest it. Is that what you do to people? You don't love the chicken. You love yourself. Right? You don't love the chicken. You love yourself. And because I love myself and the chicken tastes good. But you don't do that to something you love. In serving Hashem, love, Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya, Tzadik Gomor, even a complete tzadik, Oyev Hashem ba'ava b'tanugim, who serves God with the highest level of love, is still missing. Is Yesh Misha Oyev, he's an entity that loves. He's still, I love. Fear, on the other hand, means I'm nothing compared. What's fear? Awe. I'm nothing in the greatness of the King. So therefore, there's no me. There's only God. No, you tell me which one's greater.
Yeah, but
you need both.
If you only have the fear, it's like a child that only has fear for his parents.
Again, you're defining fear the wrong way again. A kid's afraid of the parents, of punishment, of getting caught. We're not talking here fear of Hashem, that ferocious buffalo, he's going to eat me up and kill me, lightning's going to come down, I do something wrong and lightning's going to come down and kill me. We're talking about awe. If you remember what we were learning even in Halacha, when the Torah says you have to fear your parents, there's a mitzvah honoring your parents. By the way, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to love your parents. It's interesting. You have to love every Jew. But I'm saying there's a mitzvah to honor your parents. And then the pasuk says, "Ish imei va'aviv tiro." You have to fear them. There's no mitzvah in the Torah ever. The Torah never says you have to love your parents. By the way, just side note. What does it mean fearing parents? Okay, whoever has a parent alive in this room knows there's a mitzvah to honor them, to fear them. Yeah, what does it mean fear them? They're gonna give me a patch if I sit in their seat. Or if they're going to hit me, they're not going to hit me. Right? What does fear mean? I don't sit in their seat out of fear and awe and respect. I don't call them by their first name, which is, by the way, halachically forbidden, because it's lacking fear of the parent. Fear is not that you call by the name, he's going to give you a patch. Fear means awe and respect. That's what it means. So you're saying a child is fearing the parents. Over there where the kids are afraid they're going to get caught and docked and then time out or time in or whatever they do today. It doesn't work. The times outs and times ins and who knows what. It has to be fear. We're talking about a level of awe. In other words, you meditate and realize how great God is and how nothing we are compared to that level. So therefore, we're doing what Hashem wants. That's much greater level than fear, than love. Love is I love. Fear means I don't exist. And the more a person doesn't exist, in their own opinion, the more godly they are. And therefore, by the way, they are real more existence. Because if the God is the real existence, the more godly you are, the more existent you are.
So when you say, I love you, or you say...
To whom? A person, chicken,
whatever.
World Series.
And the other, or you can say, you I love. So it's not, you're not satisfying yourself, you're just putting emphasis in the other person and you say, you I love. Is that...
You could say I love you too, I mean. Because love is a feeling that makes me feel good. Right? Every person wants and needs to be loved. Correct? But they need to feel loved. Bottom line. You could maybe give them love, but if they don't feel it, you didn't do it. They need to feel love. But it's my entity, my existence. Okay, the other thing I was going to explain in more. Okay, let's see this tonight. And therefore he says like this, Hochanami, 7 lines from the top of the page. Yitzchak Bar Nash Dezer says, it's necessary for a person, to accept the yoke of God at the beginning. Meaning, before you start doing mitzvahs, the prerequisite Okay? And the preparation for doing mitzvahs is having fear of God. And if this doesn't exist by the person, okay, then the Zohar says, Kedusha, holiness cannot rest in the person. If a person doesn't have this awe and fear of Hashem, God cannot rest in him. Why? Because God can only rest on somebody who is not full of themselves. When you have fear, like we just said, you don't feel yourself, so then Hashem could be there. When you have only love, then it's, again, it's all about you. And therefore, Hashem doesn't rest there that much.
Can you have fear and love the same?
One second, that's right now. Shekol Adam, like it says, the Zohar says, Tzarchliyez b'shtei madreges b'chinas madreges. Every Jew needs to have both levels. Hem b'chinas eved and b'chinas ben. You need to be an eved and you need to be a child. After yesh ben shugamkin eved, even though there is a child that's also a servant, but you can never come to the level of being a son and a servant without the fear first, like it's known to the people that are initiated, like he says, in order, it's very interesting. The previous Rebbe said, the Friedrich Rebbe said, that he has an advantage over all the other chassidim. This is when his father was alive, the Rebbe Rishab was alive. He said, all the other chassidim are only chassidim of my father. I am a chassid and a child. I got both advantages. All the other chassidim are only chassidim, not children. I am a chassid and a child. And that is the advantage. He says, you can't come to proper love without first the level of fear, without the level of being an eved. And therefore, like we said, Maidani lefanecha, his submission is fear. Melachai v'kayim, it's the king. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, what are you supposed to think when you say Maidani? God, you open your eyes, you realize God is standing right over you. Like the Gemara, the Alter Rebbe is going to quote from the Gemara soon. God is standing right over you, and because of that you feel awe. Once you feel the awe, then you're able to have love, and you're able to have both, and they're both conducive. But you can't come to real love without first the level of fear. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to ask a very practical question. What happened? You don't feel it. Like all of us. You don't feel this love and fear. Right? You don't feel this awe of Hashem. So he says, Avgi Misha Gambamecha Machshaft, even though a person in his mind and thought, Ein Amargus Shum Yiro Beishas, he doesn't feel this awe and shame of Hashem. By the way, here is also using the word shame. Shame is, he uses this expression many times in Tanya. A person has shame to rebel against God. Because God is so powerful. God is all over. God, like he's soon going to quote the Gemara, God is watching, standing over me, watching. Yeah? I'm just embarrassed to do something wrong in his presence. That's fear and shame. It's all interconnected. Because of his greatness, I'm just embarrassed. You have great people, you just be embarrassed to do something wrong. You wouldn't do it. That's shame and fear and awe. I'll never forget this. When it was a Bachiyat, they had this store on the corner, Essen Bench. Now they revived it a little bit off. But on the corner where the museum is now, there used to be a store, Essen Bench. These are like hot dogs, hamburgers, ice cream. They sold ice cream. They sold ice cream cones. So there's once a bacher standing on Kingston and Eastern Parkway with a big ice cream cone. And he's standing on the corner and going, licking the ice cream cone. But he didn't realize that the Rebbe was in the car And the Rebbe pulled up to the corner. I saw it myself. The Rebbe pulled up to the corner. We were waiting to make a left onto Eastern Parkway. And the Rebbe, the Bacher didn't know this. And the Rebbe was watching the guy going like this. Now, a normal person, if he knew the Rebbe was looking, he would be embarrassed to death to do that, right? But he didn't realize the Rebbe was looking. So he's saying, you know, sometimes there's a great person, you're just embarrassed to do something in their presence because it's pasnit. It just doesn't, it's not right. So he's saying, if a person, and this is what he's told, well, we don't have this. Because the truth is, every one of our actions is in the presence of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Hashem is standing right in front of us. Okay? He's watching what we're doing. So really, we should have shame and awe and fear of doing anything wrong. Yet we don't do that. So the Alter Rebbe says, does that mean we're no good? They tell a story. There was a wagon driver with a rabbi in the coach. So they're driving by a beautiful orchard. And the wagon driver, they were very simple people. You know. So he saw some luscious fruit on the tree. So he wanted to go take some, you know, from the road to steal some of the fruit. So he gets out of the wagon, he tells the rabbi, you watch if anybody's looking. He's about to go take a fruit off the tree. The rabbi screamed out, Mizet, Mizet, they see. So when he got embarrassed, and he ran back into the wagon, and he looks around, he doesn't see anybody. He said, who's seeing? He said, God is watching. For a person you're afraid to steal, in the presence of a person you wouldn't steal, and the presence of God you would steal. You know what I mean? If you know that I could read your thoughts, or any person could read your thoughts, you're not going to have foreign thoughts, evil thoughts, foreign thoughts, when you know somebody could see what you're thinking. Yeah, but God does see what we're thinking. So the Alter Rebbe, what happens if we don't have this level of fear? Does that mean we're no good? See, he says no. Even a person who is minding his thought, he doesn't feel any fear or shame, because of the lowness of the soul, from the place it was carved out of, from the lower level of Yud Sfiras D'Asiya, or the 10 levels of Asiya. So he doesn't have this level of fear. Does that mean we're no good? He says no. Afo Pikain. Alter Rebbe is such a nice guy. He says no matter how bad we are, we're still good. He says Afo Pikain. The fact that the person, when he serves God, what is his intent? Intent is lave de samelach, to serve the king. Bottom line, we do a mitzvah, ask any one of us. Why do you do a mitzvah? Because we want to serve Hashem. Ah, you don't have that open fear and awe. He says, it doesn't matter. Harezu aveda gemura. It's complete aveda. It's complete worship. You are a perfect slave. Perfect servant. Why? Because two things. Fear and servitude are counted as two mitzvahs under 613. Meaning like this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to love Hashem. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to fear Hashem. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah to serve Hashem. That means fear and serving Hashem are two separate mitzvahs. So even, because if it would be one mitzvah, then one would make the other one lacking. If fear and serving Hashem would be one mitzvah, if you don't have fear, then you're not serving. If you know. But the fact that Rebbe is saying that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to fear Hashem. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to serve Hashem. Even if you don't have this open level of fear. But the fact that you're serving Hashem, you're great. You're great. If not, we can all close up shop. V'ayd, and another thing. Sheba'emes, he says, not only that, even your fear is good. even though you don't feel it, the fear is good. Mekayim gam mitzvah yira, you also get the mitzvah fear. By having fear in your thought. Meaning like this. All of us, intellectually, meaning with our thoughts, we fear God. The problem is, it doesn't come into the heart. We don't feel it. But we know it. But we know that we need to have fear of Hashem. He says, the fact that you have fear of Hashem in your mind is enough, even if you didn't bring it down into action. Even though you didn't bring it into the heart, that you actually feel it. But the fear is there that gets you to do the mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe says, even though you don't feel it in the heart, that God is watching you, it doesn't matter. That fear that brings you to do a mitzvah is sufficient fear to fulfill the mitzvah of fearing God.
Can you make an example, please?
Huh? Why do you do a mitzvah? Okay, no, I'm going to say. You don't eat treif, correct? You don't eat treif. Why don't you eat treif?
Hashem said not to eat.
Okay. And if you do it when he's not looking?
But you know, on your conscience.
Huh? Exactly what you're saying. What does that mean? And your conscience. What does that mean? Intellectually, you realize that God is all over. God is watching. Do you feel that in the heart? You know, wow, every action you're going to do, every thought, speech, and action. No, it doesn't work like that. We're not on that level. Okay? But we keep mitzvahs, or negative mitzvahs, which, by the way, the source of negative mitzvahs is fear. The source of positive mitzvahs is love. Because I do a positive mitzvah, I connect myself to Hashem. And I connect myself to Hashem because I love Him. I want to be close to Him. Negative mitzvahs, I don't want to rebel against God. If I eat chazer, I'm going to rebel against God. I don't want to rebel against God. So then what is it? I don't eat treif, yeah? Because God doesn't want me to. Yeah? But technically, okay, go in the corner and eat chazer. I mean, when God's not looking. Yeah, God might be at the ball game. Yeah, He might not watch you what you're doing, so you sneak away and you wouldn't do that. Why? Like you said, your conscience doesn't let you do it. What does that conscience mean? I fear God, and that fear is enough to get you not to sin. Do you really feel the fear and awe that whatever I think, whatever I speak, whatever I do 24/7 is God is watching? No. But the Alter Rebbe says the fact that you're not sinning because of it is because you have the fear in your mind, and because you have fear in the mind, that's enough to make it happen. And therefore you're getting the mitzvah not only of serving God, but you're getting the mitzvah of fearing Hashem also. Because it does affect you. And so that's why they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to fear Hashem. There's a mitzvah to serve Hashem. Just because I can't fear Hashem on the ultimate level, doesn't mean I'm not serving Him. And then the Alter Rebbe adds, the truth is, you do have fear of Hashem. Because that's the way you're not sinning. Okay.